A behavior characterized by the making or unwelcome and inappropriate sexual remarks or physical advances in a workplace or other professional sexual situation. That is the definition of sexual harassment, and you might be wondering why I have decided to start off this podcast like this. Well, in today's society, there's a huge problem with sexual harassment, and we need to find a way to solve it. On average, there are 321,500 victims of rape and sexual assault each year in the United States, and they're all of the age of 12 or older. The majority of sexual assault victims are under 30. 54% of sexual assault victims are ages from 18 to 34. 15% are ages 12 to 17, 28% 35 to 64, and 3% is 65 and older. Every 98 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted. Some other statistics are that 90% of adult rape victims are female. Females ages 16 to 19 are 4 times more likely than the general population to be victims of rape, attempted rape, or sexual assault. Women ages 18 to 24 who are college students are 3 times more likely than women in general to experience sexual violence. About 3% of American men, or 1 in 33, have experienced an attempted or completed rape in their lifetime. 1 out of every 10 rape victims are male. 94% of women who are raped experience symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder during the 2 weeks following rape. 33% of women who are raped contemplate suicide. 13% of women who are raped attempt suicide. And 88% of the sexual abuse claims that CPS substantiates or finds supporting evidence of, the perpetrator is male. In 9% of the cases, they're female. And 3% are unknown. And up next, we're going to be having a guest speak about her sexual harassment story, and her name is Sarah Whitney. And now we are joined with Sarah Whitney. Sarah Whitney, tell us about your story.
Thank you for having me. I am Sarah Whitney, and this is my story about sexual assault. When I was 16, I went to the gym with my best friend, and I was raped by someone I didn't know. And my friend, she didn't even know what happened. I only told my boyfriend what happened, and he acted in a very hurtful and unsupportive way. He blamed me for what happened, and he didn't see anything from any other perspective, but it hurt for him. He broke up with me right away. When I was talking to reporters, I kept it to myself for the following year because I was struggling and didn't know anyone who has been through it like I have, and I struggled with depression, anxiety, and PTSD.